don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second hour, your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Tuesday, June 23rd, 2026 edition. Joining us on the line right now is Ian Murphy. He's the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse over in Gaylord, across from Otsego Lake on Old 27 Highway. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
You have always been very outspoken about things having to do with Michigan news, Michigan politics. I think that's one of the reasons why we're kindred spirits here on the radio every Tuesday from 10 to 10:30. And you've always had an opinion that you're willing to share with people. And I think that's what has endeared you to my audience, that people like, I like a business guy who tells me where he stands, and then I decide whether I want to eat at his restaurant or not. And I'd like to get your opinion on my unscientific poll this morning. Yes, you have been somewhat influenced and you think people will be influenced, or N for no, that you don't think it's going to influence a lot of people. And Donald Trump coming out yesterday and endorsing John James for governor, prompting the Senate Minority Leader, Eric Nesbitt, to drop out and probably kind of, you know, lining up with James, wanting to be maybe his lieutenant governor pick. What's your thoughts on all that this morning?
Yeah, it's an interesting turn of events. I wouldn't say I'm surprised by Trump's endorsement of John James. I said it from the beginning that I would have preferred that James stayed in the seat that he was just elected to. I'm not a fan of perpetual candidates, and that kind of seems to be where John is at. Now, does that mean that he wouldn't be a good executive? I don't think so. I mean, I do think that there are some qualities there that would make him a good executive branch leader, certainly more so than the Democrats' alternatives, right? It is interesting to see some of these candidates dropping out. I think Nesbitt has officially endorsed John James. I do think he may be positioning himself for a lieutenant governor position. I also think Tom Leonard, who I also like, is positioning himself for an LT position as well. As far as how Trump's endorsement is going to influence anybody or not, I think there is a real rift going on right now. People are sort of afraid to be on the Trump train still with the Iran war and some of the other things that are going on. And then there's still this faction in Michigan is partly different from the GOP in and of itself, because Michigan GOP, in my opinion, has been pretty fractured in the last couple of cycles. I would like to see them get their poop in a group and get their stuff together. Is John James going to be that guy? You know, it seems like he's going to be that guy now. Would he have been my first pick? Probably not. But here we are, and I think now the party, and it's worth reminding, I'm not a registered Republican. I obviously am friends with lots of Republicans. I surround myself with lots of Republicans. That's not necessarily something of my doing. That's more, quite frankly, the Democrats are the ones that didn't come out and support the Iron Pig and our search for freedom and due process rights and to avoid the tyrannical executive branch that we've had for the last 8 years, six, 7 years. So I think James would probably do a much better job than Gretchen Whitmer has.
Yeah, absolutely. Excellent, excellent explanation. Greatly appreciate that. We're going to keep him through the break. If you have any questions about the Iron Pig's operations, text them to me. More with Ian Murphy. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement, to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two, staying through the break, Ian Murphy. He's the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse over in Gaylord. And summer is finally coming and the golfers are out, but you also have the farmers market and the things happening Friday and Saturdays there at the Pavilion. Lots going on at the Iron Pig.
Man, lots going on. I need a bigger parking lot, dude.
I thought, Ian, when we looked at this property together, what now, a couple years ago, it seems like, that was my first thing. It was like, okay, which neighbor can you maybe talk to and work out a lease or a land lease or maybe buy the property? Because, dude, it's got so much potential, seating capacity in the restaurant, the Pavilion. You need a ton more parking.
Absolutely. And that's also without having a big event. We had a small event under the Pavilion this last weekend, a 50th wedding anniversary. And we just had people parking on Old 27 out in the roadway. Unfortunately, our neighbor to the east put up a fence line. It's not a relationship thing. Unfortunately, the previous owner, when they had a few concerts, this property owner allowed them to use the adjacent property, and they didn't take very good care of it. So he's a little bit gun-shy about letting people park in his property and stuff now. So they put up a fence line, whatever, it is what it is. But we do have a lot of stuff going on. What's today? Today's Tuesday. So Thursday, we started our evening farmers market. We're adding more and more vendors to that as we go week by week. 4 to 7 on Thursday out in the Pavilion. Friday, we were doing a free family movie night. We actually changed that up a little bit, and we're doing a comedy movie night. It's too bright at 7 o'clock. The sun is still too high in the sky to do a projected movie. So we moved the time back to about 9 o'clock and kind of geared it more towards adults. So like last Friday, we showed Anchorman at 9 o'clock. The bar's out there. Food trucks out there as well. That's Friday. Saturday night, every Saturday for the next almost 20 weeks, we've got live music out in the Pavilion starting about 6:30 every Saturday night as well.
Excellent, excellent. Now, let me ask you this question. Technically, you're in a township now. You're outside the city limits, correct?
Yes, thank the Lord.
Yes, and one thing that I think is kind of interesting, a lot of people realizing now that the old location has been sold. It's a completely different type of restaurant. The word's getting out that everybody now is seeing and acknowledging the new location. And also, I had another person send me the story about the road construction. Explain to the folks what's happening up there at the exit 282 on M32.
Yeah, I'd be lying if I said that this construction project didn't play a role in us wanting to move off of Main Street. So for the better part of 3 years, exit 282 and M32 at I-75 is going to be under major, major construction. So they're redoing M32 at that interchange and redoing both of the bridges that overpass M32 right there. They're also putting in a double diverging diamond. So it's going to be a pretty intricate. I think it's going to be really nice once it goes through, when people get used to it and use it. But it is going to take until 2028. As the schedule is set right now, and we all know how government schedules work, so it could push into 2029 even. But it's severely going to impact a lot of things on Main Street, but mainly traffic flow and bringing that traffic flow around that exit. We've seen it in years past with Alpenfest when they divert traffic. It's not great. I do worry about it for downtown, and it definitely did come into consideration when we were making this move. I'm not sure. I've seen lots of plans of how they're going to divert traffic around that. I think it's awesome that we're, an exit prior to that now at 279 instead of having to go downtown to come see us. Again, bigger restaurant, bigger menu, more places to park, even though I do need more parking.
Right.
The new location is just so great for so many reasons, but with this upcoming construction, it started already, by the way. They're already redoing part of I-75. It's down to one lane traffic. So if you're coming up north, get off at 279, come have breakfast, lunch, or dinner before you go through any of that construction. If you're headed up to Mackinac Island or going up to the UP, stop in and see us at 279. It's going to be very, very interesting in the next few years. I do go through that area quite often. The Gordon Foods Marketplace is on that side of town. So it's going to be pretty wild. And I got to tell you, for anybody that isn't in Gaylord regularly during the summer, that interchange and that intersection area is already a nightmare, hence why they're doing the double diverging diamond. But it's going to be really wild for the next couple of summers.
Now, those I have experienced down off of I-75 in the kind of like the Madison Heights. I think it was 12 Mile Road or 14 by the mall. I forget which one. But I got off that ramp. And, you know, you're accustomed to coming off an exit ramp. There's a stop sign, you know, and your lanes are left arrows to turn left to head east, for example, your right arrow to turn right, go west. Well, now you come off and it's not a stop sign anymore. You're actually at a traffic light and it's like, okay, so I guess the best way to describe it is maybe like a pair of scissors, kind of like,
yeah.
You open up the scissors, and so this blade is going down to this handle, and this handle is going down to this blade, and it's the first time you go through it, dude. It's pretty frustrating because you're like, okay, am I going the right way? I feel like I'm almost running into oncoming traffic, and it's
definitely.
Have you been through one of those? You know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely. Ironically, just after, maybe there's one in Novi or somewhere around, but just after they announced they had picked the double diverging diamond, because they went through a couple of different plans. And it does. It feels like you're driving on the wrong side of the road. And that's just going through one diamond. And then there's back-to-back diamonds. So twice, you're going to be on the wrong side. Or what
wrong
like,
side.
On the wrong side of the road.
Exactly.
The important thing that I noticed is you just follow the signs. There's a lot of overhead signs on these things.
Right.
And people say, well, what about the winter times? And this is, yeah, of course, the roads are going to be snow covered in northern Michigan. Absolutely. It's going to be super weird at first, just like any time a roundabout goes in. Plenty of people still, I have one out in front of my house nearly, every day there's somebody that doesn't understand how a roundabout works. So, of course, there's going to be people that are going to be confused. But once it is fully finished, it will be, I think, in my opinion, much easier to get through that entire area than it is now. I'm so used to it. I know which lane to be in when I'm headed west going down M32 in Gaylord.
Sure.
But a lot of people don't. And the data is there that there are a lot of minor fender benders through that area. So
sure,
it does need some upgrading. The bridges haven't been touched since 1985. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's about time for sure.
Yeah. Well, the one thing you guys need to know, especially our downstate listeners, when you come up to 279, and we're talking exit numbers, we're talking like truckers, okay, this is 3 miles, literally, exit 279 below the old M32 exit at number 282. And when you get off the ramp, head south 1 mile, it's across the street. It'll be on the east side away from Otsego Lake. The address for your GPS Google Maps, 4029 Old U.S. Highway 27 South. And that's a mouthful. Gaylord, Michigan, 49735. But basically, you just get off the expressway and head south 1 mile, and you're there on the east side of the road. Now, the nice thing about it, when you do get back on the expressway at 279, like you said, I-75 has already been repaved. I was amazed that pavement is already, man, is that nice the way they've redone that road.
It is pretty nice. The other thing, too, is right there at 279, when you get done joining us at Iron Pig, you have easily at your access the two routes that are going to be going around I-75. So there is going to be some areas that you can get to. So you can take Old 27 all the way up to Vanderbilt to get onto the 290 exit there as well. So it's real easy. Get off 279, come have something to eat, skip the construction, head on up Old 27 all the way up to Vanderbilt, and you will never have to get into any of that summertime traffic over the next couple of years.
Okay, good to know. Good to know.
Yeah.
So that Old 27 is basically now east of I-75, Old 27 heading north, takes you all the way to 290 exit in Vanderbilt.
Absolutely, and beyond. But yeah, that to me, that would be the best way to get around. Get off of 279, hit that Old 27, and zip all the way up to Vanderbilt to 290.
Yeah,
the only part is you just go down Main Street briefly for about two blocks. Again, this is part of the usual route when Alpenfest is in town for a week, which is coming up in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, something like that.
Yeah,
here in town. So it's part of the usual dive. Whatever they want to call that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I know when listeners have contacted me, they said they liked it because John Palmer and others from Onaway said that now they come from Onaway or they come from wherever, Alpena. They just hit Old 27 right there and avoid downtown altogether and just come right down directly to you now.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. There's a lot of advantages to being downtown. And, you know, I don't want anybody to think that I'm bashing downtown Gaylord. You know, we'd been there for 9 years and the city was great to us. Did we have things that, you know, we went back and forth on? Always, of course.
Sure.
You know, never should anybody get everything that they want always. But, you know, I was at city council last night and, you know, I didn't really give a retirement speech, but I introduced the new owners of the restaurant downtown. And it was explaining to them, yeah, this will probably be my last city council meeting. You know, it's been great to work with you guys. The chief of police had retired last night. He was great during the whole pandemic stuff. You know, he was well within his rights to come in and arrest me. Never did, never had any intentions. So, I mean, Gaylord City Council, for all of its faults, has some special people there. And we wouldn't be in the position that we are if it weren't for some of those people and that location downtown that spurred this crazy risk it for the brisket thing that has allowed us to move into this great big restaurant and given us a future for food trucks and new locations and all this stuff. And a lot of that has to do with your listeners too. So not just a thank you to, you know, the city of Gaylord and downtown, but all of your listeners since 2020, when I didn't know who the heck Trucker Randy was, except for people were coming into the restaurant saying, literally, Trucker Randy sent us.
Right, so exactly.
Thank you to downtown. Thank you to you and your listeners and everything. The only reason we're in the position we are today is because of you guys.
Well, it was meant to be, and like we stood up with you when you refused to close. You know, she gave us that mandate. We had to hunker down and stay at home for 2 weeks, and it seemed like it turned into 2 months and dang near 2 years. And you said, no, I'm sorry. You know, I got too much on the line. I got employees I'm responsible for. You know, I took a mortgage out to do this business. Sorry, Governor, you're not going to shut me down. And you stood strong, brother. And actually, you were one of the best spokespersons for freedom and liberty. And that's why I wanted people to come and eat there and, you know, keep you open and keep fighting the good fight. So it was all meant to be, and we're moving forward. And the website, ironpigsmoke.com, has all the information on there. You can click on catering services. You can book the pavilion if you have an upcoming event. Any final thoughts I'll let you put into the show before I let you go?
Yeah, since you mentioned the website, Golf Outing July 3rd, you can pick up your foursome right there. Sponsorships available as cheap as $150. IronPigSmoke.com. Thanks, guys.
Excellent. Okay, buddy. Thanks a lot, Ian. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
You bet.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.